Here is one topic you might like to make an admission to. I think I am guilty of this. Perhaps not necessarily inspired by the DIY programs on TV, but that is the concern out there, that the do-it-yourself TV shows, all the home improvement shows, could be behind a growing number of accidents sustained at people's houses and apartments. The suggestion is that people are watching these home renovation shows and then they replicate what they see, often with drastic consequences. We have Simon Stevenson, TUE's home improvement expert, online. There are some pretty significant numbers to back this up, that this is more than just anecdotal evidence. G'day, Simon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
I'm okay. Well, what's your thoughts? Do you think too many people are out there copying what they see on TV? They're inspired by what they see during the week, and they get to the weekend and they look up at that roof repair and they say, "Well, I can do that."
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they make it look really easy on TV. You know, things are edited a lot, so they see a bathroom renovated or a kitchen, you know, done in 72 hours, and they think, "Boy, that looks so easy. I can do that." Go out and buy themselves a whole bunch of tools, ladders, big ones, start doing work around the home, and before you know it, they've got themselves into a whole lot of mess and also injury, and this is what's happening.
Yeah, classic case, really, Simon. You know, a little bit of knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
It can, and, you know, you've got wives at home, the husbands are at work, and they're thinking, "Boy, I could do that." They're, you know, climbing ladders and they're getting the power tools out. You've got the husbands doing things on the weekends. I think it's one of these things where we don't know what we're getting ourselves into. And, you know, there's not enough emphasis on safety on these shows. I think what they need to be doing is, you know, explaining to people, you know, okay, we're going to rip this bathroom apart. Is there going to be asbestos there? What safety issues do we have to have? And, look, is it up to the ladder companies? Are they not supplying enough safety information? I know you buy a step ladder and it says don't climb above this step. But are they... should they be putting a DVD out when you buy a ladder? Should they be making you log on to a website and do all the safety tips? What should they be doing?
Yeah, well, look, the statistic that came out of Victoria and putting together a link, if you like, with the home DIY programs is that there are more people dying in Victoria's trauma centres from serious falls than car accidents. You know, more people falling off ladders and thinking they can do this work around home. They're not an expert, but they're having a crack. That are being, you know, admitted to hospital, many with serious injury.
Yeah, look at Molly Meldrum a few years ago. I mean, he was in, you know, intensive care for a long time. It was a very, very bad injury. People are putting ladders up next to large panes of glass, climbing up to do a little bit of painting, say. The ground could be slippery. I think the most important thing is if you're doing work around the home, safety is number one. I think having a buddy system, have somebody with you all the time. So, you know, if you're home by yourself and you do fall off a ladder, you've got somebody there. You know, you've got somebody there footing the ladder or holding it instead of being there by yourself. If you're at home, you fall and you're not near a telephone, you can't get up. What are you going to do? It's, you know, it's very, very scary.
So put the cuffs on me. But that happened to me. Happened to me, Simon. And that is, look, it sounds common sense, but great advice. When you're not experienced at doing it, I mean, to have that help around and a bit of assistance, that could certainly avert a disaster.